Well, we've been concentrating on securing the building. That primarily has consisted of replacing the roof. And I'm pleased to say we have got the roof secure now. I was down here during that heavy rainstorm 2 days ago, and we didn't have any water come inside, probably for the first time in 30 years.
And I understand that your contractor was also a contributor as well as a contractor.
Yes, Floyd Atkinson was the contractor on it. He owns Anium Roofing Company, and he spent 2 months down here and charged us cost only, just the materials and his out-of-pocket costs for the labor. But he didn't charge anything above that, and he was here himself without any expense to our efforts. So we're real proud of Floyd's work.
Texas Reds and First Fridays have been great opportunities to show off. What sort of feedback have you all been receiving?
Well, this weekend at Texas Reds is the first time we've allowed the public to go into the building and see the interior. It wasn't any secret, but it was cluttered in there and a lot of construction debris, so we didn't want people to get injured in there. But we've had very good reaction from people that get inside, they see it. I'm surprised at how excited they are about it, considering that right now it's just a shell. But I think people can envision what we have in mind for the future, and we get a lot of positive comments.
So what's the next step in the vision?
Well, we need to raise money to do the interior. We haven't been focusing on raising money for over a year now because we've been focusing on the construction activities and the mechanics of getting us to where we are. But now that the building is secure and not subject to further deterioration, we have the plans pretty well finished for the interior. We just need to be able to raise the money and get it done.
And I also understand that you'll be making some calls out for some volunteer labor on the way.
Oh, yes. There's a lot of skilled craftsmen in the community that can really help us out. And we've had offers from time to time to do that work on a voluntary basis, but we haven't been ready for it yet. And as we get ready for it, well, we hope to make some requests and have our requests answered to do some of the work on the inside that requires skilled craftsmen.
For those who are out there that are interested in volunteering, whenever that might be, I presume it's not too early to give you a call and let them tell you that when you're ready, I'll be ready.
That's right. We'd like to hear from them any day, any time now. But we'll be ready at different times for different skills, and we'll be out asking for help.
And for those who are not familiar with the fundraising process, we've talked over the last couple of years how this is a community fundraising project, and however little someone can donate can do so, and how does one go about making that happen?
Well, we've had $1 donations, and we've had $25,000 donations. So we separate our funding for the purchase of the building, and we still do not accept more than $1,000 for purchase interest in the building. And we chose to do that so it would be a community project and not have just a few individuals get involved and feel like they own the project. It's owned by the Downtown Bryan Association, but it's here for the benefit of the community. We also raise funds for the construction activities, and we'll be going to various foundations, and we've received a lot of support from within the community for our construction activities also.
And how does one go about making a contribution?
Well, they could call our office for details. The phone number is 822-4920, or they could communicate with us at P.O. Box 233 in Bryan. That zip is 77806.
Have I missed anything?
One thing important, we would like to finish the interior, finish the project by the fall of 2014. That gives us 2 years from now. The significance of 2014 is that it first became the Queen Theater in 1914. So that'll be the 100th anniversary. And also the facade that we see today was done originally in 1939. And we restored it to that appearance, that unique Art Deco appearance. And 2014 is the 75th anniversary from 1939. So it's an important date in the Queen's history, and we want to make it a new important date in the Queen's history also.